What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the Sixth Sense Video Game Minicast, episode 10.5. Denway couldn't make it this evening, so we're going to have to try and put something together real quick so we can get something on the website, because it's been a while, and I do apologize. I am Maverick, and today, since Denway's not here, I got my number two guy,
Smoof. Mr. Smoof.
What's up, Smoof?
Not much. Number two, it's like what I like to do in the bathroom.
nice. Poop yep. Jokes already. So we decided to do just a really quick little rundown of a short topic. Not going to take that long, probably like 10, 15 minutes. So yeah, it'll be super quick, hopefully.
Yeah?
Yep. What we decided to talk about is the big one, the E3Z-ness that's going to be happening in June. And we've been looking at some of the predictions that are going on, and we wanted to give our own predictions. But to start off, we're going to go ahead and give the predictions that were posted on VGCharts.com. They actually compiled a pretty good list together that seems like everything looks like it's going to happen. I mean, what do you think, Smoof? Do you think that...
I would say most of it looks like, you know, like it's bound to happen. Just no clue about the Nintendo part, because I just lost touch with them.
But real quick, to run down some of the new things that are happening at E3. Supposedly E3 is going to go back to their old setup, where, you know, it's open to the public, everyone's able to go, booth babes are back.
Yeah.
All that. So I'm pretty excited to see it go back to the way it was before. I mean, I used to watch it on TV. It was super exciting. And yeah, I'm glad that they went back to the old way, because I'm pretty sure everyone didn't like the format that it was there the last 2 years. Kind of unstructured, kind of secluded from the public. Only developers and everyone can get in there except for the people who actually play the game. So it's pretty nice. Good job there, E3 guys. Dudes. So yeah, let's go ahead and kick it off. We'll start off with Nintendo. What VG Charts has is, I'll name each one and then we'll discuss it really fast. So, Smoof, you ready?
Yep.
Lightning round. Here we go. Nintendo, they have, first up, DSi only games shown. Of course, the DSi came out in America not too long ago, and the DSi has been big on their store. And there's specific games for that console, so, or handheld, I should say. That seems obvious, pretty much.
I don't understand what they mean by DSi only games.
I think they're talking about the DSiWare stuff.
Sure.
That was fast. All right. Zelda, we announced. No big surprise there.
Oh, wait. Pokemon. They're going to have something to do with Pokemon.
We gotta wait.
Oh. Okay.
We'll save it for the end. Zelda Wii game announced. I know they were talking about it last year. No big surprise. I think, yeah.
I don't know. I think they're going to disappoint people. It's going to be the maybe that Zelda game that we're talking about in the DS.
Oh, the train one?
I don't know. Or no. Because I tend to think Nintendo likes to disappoint people.
Alright, next one. Retro Studios project revealed. I have no idea who Retro Studios are.
They made the Metroid games.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure Nintendo is just going to start throwing out all their top brand games this year.
Well, I'm going to shit on that idea from Retro.
Oh. You think it's a whole different IP?
I don't think there's anything. Oh, unless it was announced that they were going to reveal something, but I don't think they're going to.
Mm. Okay. Pikmin 3 trailer shown. I don't know why that's even interesting at all. I would like to see gameplay, something going on. I don't need to see a trailer. I can just wait online until it shows up. So.
Well, you got to tease something, right?
I guess. Yeah, well, okay, maybe I should take that back, because when the first E3 with the PlayStation 3 and 360 PS3 showed Killzone 2, and I was shitting bricks when I saw that, so... Excuse me. Monster Games Project revealed. I'm guessing this is, like, Monster Hunter?
I was going to say that's Pokemon.
Oh.
Because I thought that was Monster Games.
I mean, really, how many Pokemon games do they really need? I mean, they have Silver, Gold, Platinum, Ironside, Ruby,
yes.
Whatever. Kirby game trailer, I don't know, that doesn't excite me at all.
Pink blob piece of shit.
Keep going, Kid Icarus announced, I know they were talking about this too. That might be a little interesting.
People were talking about it, but I could have sworn they... Well, then again, they just might have been those things they like to deny for the hell of it.
Yeah. New Wii series game announced.
That's what I was thinking.
Third party WM Plus blowout montage. I don't know what the fuck
that
is. What
the hell is that?
Red Steel 2 trailer. I don't think Steel 1 even did that great.
No, well, I don't know if you played it, but that game was, like, real shitty.
Oh.
There was, like, a delay when you moved with the Wiimote.
Oh.
So, like, trying to aim and shoot people is just hard because there was a delay.
Maybe it would be a good platform for Wii Motion Plus?
I don't know. I thought that maybe that's what they're talking about. They should have a trailer on it because they're already teasing about it all over the nets. The internets. The internets.
The Conduit playable demo. I know that's supposed to be like the big FPS on the Wii that's supposed to be coming out.
For their sake, they probably should do that.
Yeah. Monster Hunter 3 playable demo. Okay, so I guess the first Monster Games project is Pokemon, and Monster Hunter 3 playable demo is Monster Hunter 3.
Now, I don't know if people are going to care for that here. I know it's huge in Japan, but I don't know about here.
I never played the game before, so...
Same here.
DQX trailer.
Dragon Quest.
Oh, okay. Dragon Quest 10.
10? What happened to 9?
I don't know.
I remember 8, but that was it.
You know Nintendo. They're crazy.
I mean, 8 was on the PS2. The one with everyone looks like Goku.
Kamehameha.
And
that's it that they have on the list. So, what are your predictions, Moof?
Me, I was thinking of like a winter Wii sports game.
Yeah. They have the summer one coming out.
Yeah.
So that would make sense.
Or like a Wii track and field or something, unless they already had that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. They got that stupid Mario Sonic Olympics shit. But some kind of seasonal Wii sports game or something.
Yeah. As far as my predictions, they're probably going to do a little bit more with the store to coincide, of course, with the DSi games, or probably another pets, horses, cats, some type of game. Smoof has patented those games, so...
No, I haven't. Someone else did. They're at the store. The next thing is probably gonna be like babies.
That's what I was going to say. It's going to be Wii babies.
Ugh.
Interesting. All right, let's move on to Microsoft. VJ Charts has Alan Wake revealed. Alan Wake has been in development for God how long, since the 360 came out?
Yeah. Shit. Those people who are making the game should have made Max Payne 3 instead. It was the same team.
Hey, isn't there Max Payne 3 coming out?
I heard something in development about it, but I don't believe it's the same team, though. I don't know what's going on there.
So, Alan Wake developers don't fall into the same path as 3D Realms with Duke Nukem Forever. That's the moral of that story. I'm just saying, don't follow 3D Realms, because... Obviously, they're out of business now, so... I'll never get to see Duke Nukem ever again. Anyways, Forza 3 trailer shown. I think they'll show a little bit more than a trailer. I think they'll show at least a playable demo.
Hope they bring something new to it, because it seemed like they brought everything they could in the last one.
Well, people love it, so...
I never played the first one. The second one, I couldn't get Gran Turismo because they didn't have it on a PS3 at the time. I bought Forza 2 and I loved it. Yeah, I mean, there's things surfacing up about Forza 3.
Well, I mean, on the other side, Gran Turismo has always been doing the same thing, too, so...
Yeah, I guess. They progressively look better.
True. What's next? Lionhead Project announced. Maybe another black and white game?
Is that what they did before?
Yeah, they did black and white. Other than that, I don't know what else they did besides Fable.
When I heard them say something about Lionhead, I was just thinking... like new downloadable content for
Fable
2. Yeah, I was pretty upset at the last one that they released.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty shitty.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
What else? Rare game announced. I know we all been speculating it, and I'm pretty sure the audience knows what it could be, and that'd probably be the next Killer Instinct game.
That's what I'm hoping.
If they're wise. I mean, that, to me... I mean, I never played the game, of course. You've heard me talk about it on the podcast. But that, to me, seems like the cash cow right there.
Yeah, I really don't... I really hope they do it. But first, I feel like there's something holding them back, and it's, they're not going to do it. They're going to come out with something stupid, like...
Viva Piñata. Banjo-Kazooie.
I don't know if they're the ones that did Jet Force Gemini. Nintendo 64?
I don't know. But anyways, Rare, just make Killer Instinct already.
Yeah, just make me happy. Even if it's just like an XBL remake of the first one.
HD remix style.
Yeah, I'll be cool with it. I'll forgive you guys for turning your backs on everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like Viva Pinata Instinct. Terrible.
Damn it, now you're probably giving them ideas. What am I saying? They're probably not even listening to this anyways. What else they got? Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 revealed. I wouldn't know why that wouldn't be multi-platform, but I guess.
Maybe time release exclusive?
Oh, God. Maybe that's what Xbox should announce. No more time exclusive releases. No exclusive DLC. I'll talk about that later. Final Fantasy 13 trailer. I think we've seen enough trailers, and we've already seen some of the gameplay when the Advent Children Blu-ray came out, so...
I bet you anything this trailer would be just the same as all the other ones they did before, just an extra 5 seconds of new footage.
I wouldn't hold that to you, actually. I think you're dead on. Splinter Cell trailer and info. I think, personally, Splinter Cell is dead. I didn't get into that game that much, so, I mean, I always had Metal Gear Solid to fall back on.
I only played one of them, and the multiplayer they had, I don't forget which one, was awesome. Mm-hmm. And the way they did it was basically a spy versus, a guard. And because you're, you just play as Sam, and you sneak around, and then the other guy doesn't have all the tools as him, but he's like loaded with like a machine gun, and if he catches you, you're fucked.
Wow.
But yeah, that franchise, if they don't do anything now, they probably should kill it.
All new third-party exclusives announced. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, this is where I think they might drop a bombshell on Sony. It's going to be maybe another exclusive Lost, or maybe they'll even pull something in from what used to be exclusive on Nintendo, which I don't know if there anything is anymore.
Yeah, I believe that. Because their lists have been pretty tight lately.
They don't really have much exclusives coming out this year.
Well, supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly. They gotta be announcing something.
Halo 4 and Gears of War 2007.
That's right. ODST. I don't know why that's not even on this list. I think it's a given that's going to be there.
Yeah. Maybe that's third part. Well, no, because Bungie is kind of...
Microsoft owns Halo, basically, but not Bungie.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for that Forza prediction they had, I was thinking Microsoft might grab Gran Turismo.
Fuck that.
They won't be exclusive anymore.
Ugh. All this PS3 going over to 360 exclusive talk makes me sad.
Sony needs to, like, I don't know, buy Sims from Nintendo or something.
Or buy Microsoft.
Yeah.
And last one, new casual-oriented game. Yes, I see that happening, because Arcade was supposed to be the casual platform, so I see them doing that. Any other type of predictions you got?
For them? No, just my main thing is for them is they're probably going to steal an exclusive, buy an exclusive from Sony.
Yeah, I know I was talking to you about it earlier, but they might announce Metal Gear Solid 4 Substancicity on...
Subsistence?
Yeah.
Damn it, what... No more buying out those things again. I mean,
they're on a roll.
Metal Gears.
They have Metal Gear Solid. They have Tekken. They have, what else? Is Final Fantasy. I wouldn't be surprised.
You know, maybe it'll be Zone of the Enders.
Oh, that'd suck.
Yeah, I'd be a little upset if I actually like that.
As far as my predictions, of course, Metal Gear Solid Substance or some type of liquid-based title. And Microsoft buys Sony.
That's a stretch.
Yeah, we'll see. Anything's possible at E3.
Yeah.
And what we got left? Sony. We're actually a little bit longer on this, but that's fine. Sony, first thing up on the list is the PSP 2, or aka PSP Go, is announced officially. I do see that coming out.
I really hope it's going to be a PSP 2 with a second analog stick.
Maybe that's what the 2 is for.
It better be, because if it's not, I'm going to shit on someone's car.
I can see you just squatting. Just, why?
Exactly.
It doesn't make sense if they don't put it in there. Because I know I've been reading the rumors that they're supposed to be using the triggers when the thing is closed, if it's even like a slider type thing. But if they don't put a second analog stick in there, then there's no point of making first-person shooters or...
What? Are they making a T-Mobile Sidekick?
It's going to have texting capabilities and anytime minutes. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be a scene kick.
Oh, no. Team Ico game announced. Yes, I hope that they do. I loved Ico. I haven't played Shadow of the Colossus, but I heard it's amazing.
I have Ico, and I never got back to it. I really need to get back to that.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Because I still don't understand what's the magic lovability of Ico, Team Ico.
Gran Turismo 5 release date announced / demo.
That needs to be released like yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I also think, coinciding with that, there'll be a Gran Turismo portable for either the PSP or the PSP Go. I think that would be a platform. But then again, they announced Gran Turismo for the PSP when it first came out too, but we've never seen it. So.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of the games that was supposedly, not necessarily launched, but was supposed to be coming to the PSP, and that was like 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. God of War 3 release date announced / demo announced. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone's been getting their fix on Origins Wolverine, so they want
heads
the real
roll,
thing.
Limbs will fly. There will be blood everywhere.
Yeah, well, the reason why I can't wait for that game to come out is so you have more material to use on the podcast.
Yes, I'm getting sick of just screaming, Aris!
Uncharted 2 release date announced / demo. Yes, I know today is Thursday. Core subscribers get the multiplayer demo beta key, so good to everyone who has that.
Yeah, stick around. Maybe if I get one, I'll give it away.
Yeah.
Except I believe you can get one too if you pre-order Infamous.
Yep. Ratchet and Clank release date announced, demo. I see that happening.
That's right.
I mean, I wish other franchises would come out, except besides Ratchet and Clank, maybe a new Jack and Daxter game.
I wonder what the hell those guys are doing.
Sly Cooper game, something.
Those guys are busy with Infamous.
Oh, they're the ones who are. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, keep working on that one then. Mag trailer plus info. They've been showing a lot of. They've shown trailers and they've shown in-game screenshots. So.
That new trailer looks really cool, especially things they could do with it.
Yeah.
They just better live up to their promise.
Fuck, that's a lot of people. It's so hard to wrap your head around the fact that there's going to be 256 players with the kind of games that are out now, and they can barely hold 12, 16 people. I don't know how that's going to work out. But, fingers crossed. iPad trailer release date. I am probably the one of the few people who are actually interested in this. I have iToy, and I used it for Eye of Judgment, which is a freaking awesome game. Yeah, I'm interested. I'm more interested to see what else they can do with the iToy. And iPad seems pretty interesting. Whatever happened to their I draw a tank and it can shoot at you thing?
I think they fucked up on that deal. Maybe that's the exclusive they lost to Microsoft.
Oh my god. I just remember hearing reports of people drawing penises. And then the penises fire at each other.
Oh man, that's probably why they stopped that.
Heavy Rain release date and demo. I'm totally psyched for Heavy Rain.
And I am probably one of the few that really don't give a shit about that.
What?
I still don't understand what that game's all about, and I mean, I guess it's still shrouded in mystery, and the only thing I keep thinking when I see anything about it is Dragon's Lair.
Yeah.
And I absolutely hated that game. Dragon's Lair and Space Ace.
Well, I guess we'll see.
I mean, it looks good, but
oh yeah,
if it plays like Dragon Slayer, I'm gonna just shit on someone's car.
Why?
Exactly.
The Agency trailer plus info. This, I don't know. It's an interesting concept, but it's been talked about a lot.
I rather see them embrace the DC Universe Online.
I'd rather see the Agency, personally. Well, you're not a really big FPS fan.
An FPS?
Yeah, it's FPS. MMO.
MMO?
Yeah.
That'll be interesting.
It's a hybrid.
So I remember there's a game called Huxley that I think finally got trashed, but it's supposed to be the same idea. FPS, MMO. That.
But since we're on the MMO idea, do you think that they should charge? World of Warcraft, maybe $5 a month.
MMOs, I really don't have an issue with them charging because they need their money for, I guess, maintenance and whatnot for the game and to come up with continuous content.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Okay. Again, with the Final Fantasy 13 trailer and Killzone 2 DLC announced. They've already announced DLC, so I don't know why that would be a killer point to make, but I don't know.
Killzone, who made them?
Hold on. Google, here we go.
Don't we sound like assholes now?
Yeah.
The same people that made Jack and Daxter?
What the hell is your guys' name? Guerrilla Games are the developers.
Well, because I figured they would go and move on to something else instead of DLC.
Yeah.
And by the way, I think they're overcharging for that.
Oh, really?
It's $6, but I think it's only two maps, though, right?
Yeah.
And then, Call of Duty, I think they're charging $10, but you get 4 maps.
Well, so, I mean, we paid $6 for alternate costumes.
Then now they're like $13 for the pack.
Yeah. Damn it.
Like an asshole. Okay. Yeah. Help contribute to the idiocy.
Yeah. Oh well. Any other Sony predictions? I'll do mine real fast. PS2 store will be announced, so I think this year they're gonna announce some type of PS2 replayability for the PS3s that don't have backwards capability, and they're gonna announce a PS2 store and a PS2 emulator, and how it's gonna work. So that's just my thing.
I am really still hoping for a second analog stick on the PSP. I mean, other than that, I'm not really too sure. Maybe they're going to try to revive some other old exclusives or something, or secure something.
Yeah.
Or, actually, you know what? Maybe Bungie working on something for Sony. Aren't they supposed to do something exclusive?
Maybe. For them? That'd be kind of cool.
So it might be, maybe, what's the Marathon?
Marathon. Yeah, I would definitely like to see a new Marathon game. But what I heard is that Marathon turned into Halo, so.
Yeah, well, it's a precursor or something. I don't know. Unless it goes along the lines of owning Halo with Microsoft.
I don't know. I hope they do a Marathon-type game. Oh, and the other thing, new PS1 games might be announced.
And a boatload coming from Capcom, which are already available on the Japanese PlayStation store.
Yeah. And the other thing that I can think of are more publishers being announced to be a part of their publisher section on the store. Because I know when you go to the publisher section, the only thing that you see is Capcom.
Yeah, Square Enix probably should be getting up a section up there.
Yeah.
And then they'll release all their damn RPGs of Doom on there.
Yeah. And that's it. So, anything else, Smoof?
Capcom, I think maybe they're secretly working on Darkstalkers.
Okay.
Other than that, I'm not sure who else is doing anything.
Yeah, I can't think of developer-specific things that could be coming out.
Maybe... Is Konami going to be there? They're sure they
probably
are. Probably. I like to see them try them. I know Hideo Kojima wants to do something. Now maybe he'll finally get off of Metal Gear. Instead of making a whole new Metal Gear, maybe go back to an old franchise like Zone of the Enders or Snatcher. I don't know what else they have there. Or maybe a Konami you come up with a new Contra game.
Oh, yeah, that'd be tight. Well, they'll definitely be there to announce Metal Gear Solid 4 for 360, so... If that's all, that's pretty much it from us. So we should be back on Sunday, and you'll get the podcast when we feel like it.
And with new controversial topics.
Copics.
Yes.
And, yeah. So bear with us. We're in between finals right now, so the next 2 weeks are going to be kind of rough. But after that, we should be back to normal.
Yep. And you'll have your... daily tentacle porn goodness.
All right, that's it for us. We will see you for episode 11. Peace out.
Bye.